It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from San Francisco's Sports Byline, USA, coast to coast, bordered, actually bleeding over both borders into Canada and Mexico. Wherever you're listening, it's great to have you with us. As I mentioned, the Video Game Review, this is the only hour all week where we just talk video games. Not just sports video games, all video games. And not just on this network as well. We do stream through the website, sportsbyline.com. Go there, click listen live. Any emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. That's pertinent, not just for questions, comments, or concerns, but I give away a brand new game at 40 after the hour, so a little over a half hour. Use that email address to win that. And also request a cheat code for the end of the show. Older games encouraged. We also stream through sbnationlive.com. We are on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. We're proud and privileged of being on the American Forces Radio Network, 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, AWACS overhead, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force. You're all doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. Keep up the good work. Proud of you, as always. We also are on CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network, channel 2, on your cable provider as well. Another, you know, sometimes you just Google the show or my name and it comes up in weird places, and that's fine. You're all invited to join in. And last but not least, the Dan Patrick channel, Sirius XM 211. Great to be out there with my truckers. White Line Fever, get on in and get heard. So I'll be giving away the brand new game. Also, new releases, I'll let you know what's coming out. And for all the different platforms, handheld, PC, arcade. And we'll take a look at the Game Awards. And we'll look down there and what won awards for this or that. Your calls at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-PLAY. 7529. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Hi, it's me, Flo, here to tell you that with the Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, you get 24/7 protection, so you're covered no matter where the day takes you.
Even I added too much water to the pizza dough day?
Yep.
How about getting a call from my daughter to pick her up at the airport because her boyfriend is unreliable day?
Especially that day.
What about finding out that one of my pipes suddenly burst in my basement day?
Progressive has every day covered 24/7 with a Home and Auto Bundle. Also, you have a lot of bad days.
Oh no, that was all the same day.
At least you're covered with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Blue sky.
Some people think nature is like this, but actually, it's like this. Mother Nature's not all sunshine and rainbows. Nature can be hotter than a sauna and colder than an Arctic skinny dip. That's why Columbia engineers everything we make for anything nature can throw at you. Columbia, engineered for whatever.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us, and lines are available if you'd like to chime in. 1-800-878-PLAY. It is a talk show, after all. Not just me doing the talking. 1-800-878-PLAY. So since we last spoke, we had the Game Awards. Capital T, capital G, capital A. And I just want to take a look back. We'll get into some of the reveals as well. I mean, most anticipated GTA 6. Something to say about Elder Scrolls 6 as well, if that's a thing. But I'm going to go top down, let you know who the nominees were and who won some of the most pertinent categories. Game of the Year, I'll end with the winner. It's Kingdom Come Deliverance 2, Hollow Knight Silksong, Hades 2, Donkey Kong Bonanza, Death Stranding 2, On the Beach, and the winner, Clair Obscur Expedition 33, which everyone said that game was going to win. Best Direction nominees, Split Fiction, Hades 2, Ghost of Yotei, Death Stranding 2, On the Beach, and the winner, Clair Obscur, Expedition 33. Best Adaptation, Until Dawn, Splinter Cell Death Watch, A Minecraft Movie, Devil May Cry, The Last of Us Season 2. I really liked Season 1 just on a personal bent. Season 2, I gave up after two episodes. Just personally, I need Pedro Pascal. spoiler alert, it's old. Best Narrative, Silent Hill F, Kingdom Come, Deliverance 2, Ghost of Yotei, Death Stranding 2, On the Beach. The winner, Clair Obscur, Expedition 33. Best Art Direction, Hollow Knight Silksong, Hades 2, Ghost of Yotei, Death Stranding 2, On the Beach. And the winner, say it with me, Clair Obscur, Expedition 33. Best score in music. Death Stranding 2 on the Beach, Ghost of Yote, Hades 2, Hollow Knight, Silk Song. Yeah, that's right. The winner, Clair Obscur, Expedition 33. Most specifically, L'Orient Testar. Remember, this is a French game. And that is the name of the composer, L'Orient Testar. Best audio design. This is the first game that Clair Obscur Expedition 33 was nominated for and did not win. Silent Hill F, Ghost of Yote, Death Stranding 2 on the Beach, Clair Obscur Expedition 33. The winner was Battlefield 6. Now, audio design is a little above my pay grade. I guess that means mixing in music and what we call on TV is effects mics, that type of thing. But Battlefield 6 won that. Best performance. Now, these are audio actors, not AI. It's funny, I called a helpline of a company, and it was like, "Hey, this is Joey. How can I help you?" And I went, "You're not a real person, Joey." And he said, "I'm an AI assistant, but I can help you. I'm Joey. What's up?" I'm like, ugh. We actually had a PR company wanted to get one of their guests on my other show. And then we said, okay, when can we talk to her? And the PR person said, "Well, I'll handle it. You can interview me." And we went, "No offense. We don't want the PR person. We want the actual star." And they said, "Well, it's AI." And I said, "No." "Well, if you write out, if Rick writes out the questions, the AI can answer." I'm like, "No, I'm all right." Then the PR person had the audacity to say that this person has a beating heart. AI with a beating heart, that's new to me. Anyway, best performance by an actual actor or actress. You had Ben Starr in Clair Obscur Expedition 33. You had Charlie Cox, Clair Obscur Expedition 33. Erika Ishii, Ghost of Yote. Konatsu Kato, Silent Hill F. Troy Baker, Indiana Jones and the Great Circle. The winner, Jennifer English, Clair Obscur Expedition 33. So they had three nominees of the six did Expedition 33, and there was a winner. Innovation in Accessibility, an interesting award. Nominees, South of Midnight, EA Sports FC 26, Atomfall, Assassin's Creed Shadows, the winner, Doom the Dark Ages. Now, I don't know what's going on with Doom the Dark Ages, and I'll tell you why. If you look in some places to order it for PS5, they want $150 for it. Is there some sort of pandemic shortage on this game? I might have to look back again. Atomfall, to me, was, you know, the British Fallout. I was very excited to get it. I ordered it. It is a great-looking game. It's just not that fun. I only judge games on one criterion. Is it fun? And then I'll play it, regardless of how it looks or if you got Liam Neeson or whoever. Games for Impact, an interesting category. Wander Stop, Lost Records, Bloom and Rage, Despelote, Consume Me, and the winner, South of Midnight. Best ongoing game, Final Fantasy XIV, Fortnite, Helldivers 2, Marvel Rivals, the winner, No Man's Sky. Now, when No Man's Sky first came out, there were a lot of people complained saying, you know, there's 9 billion planets, I can't play with anyone. And we're like, that's the point. And it's like, well, can you bump into somebody else? Yes, it's possible, I guess. But I remember at the Game Developers Conference the year it came out, the guy from Hello Games, which was the same, I forgot his name, but he was the same guy that gave us Black on the PS2, the first-person shooter where you could shoot a car and it would blow up. I mean, Black was an amazing game, and a terrible boss at the end, which I finally got by. It was a guy wearing like a catcher's protector, chest protector, like Ivan Rodriguez with an RPG. But whatever, a great game. But then the guy flew out to San Francisco for the Game Developers Conference, talked about how he used randomized noises. In other words, when you landed on a planet, it would create itself, and then the noise, sort of like waveforms, would form the mountains. And it was pretty ingenious. But he said he flew out, he went from San Francisco International Airport to the Moscone Convention Center, and as soon as he gave the talk, he flew back to London. It was a less than like 12-hour trip, 6,000 miles, which I appreciated. And No Man's Sky has had a lot of iterations. I'm actually a big fan of No Man's Sky, and I'm glad, actually, that it did win that award. We'll take a look at some of the other awards as well. Also, new releases. I'll give away a game in this show as well. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Hey, vacation lovers! It's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from The Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834.
That's 800-340-1834.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Coming up, I see it's live, otherwise I would have edited out that throat clear. coming up in the next segment, I'll give away a brand new game.
What's the game? You'll have to wait and see.
Getting back to the Game Awards, just some more here. I want to talk about some of the nominees and who won Best Community Support. No Man's Sky, Helldivers 2, Fortnite, Final Fantasy 14, Baldur's Gate 3 won. Best Indie Game. Well, obviously it's Clair Obscur, Expedition 33, right? since it was Game of the Year. Also nominated Hollow Knight, Silksong, Hades 2, Blueprints, Ball X Pit, Absolum. Best Debut Indie Game. Blueprints, Desolate Dispatch, winner, Clair Obscur, Expedition 33. Best mobile game is a mobile. Destiny Rising, Persona 5, The Phantom X, Sonic Rumble, Wuthering Waves. The winner is Uma Musume, Pretty Derby. Best VR / AR game. Alien Rogue Incursion, Arcane Age, Ghost Town, Marvel's Deadpool VR. The winner was the Midnight Walk. Very interesting there. Best Action Game. Battlefield 6, Doom the Dark Ages, Ninja Gaiden 4, Shinobi Art of Vengeance. The winner is Hades 2. Best Action Adventure Game. Death Stranding 2 on the Beach, Ghost of Yote, Indiana Jones and the Great Circle, Split Faction, Hollow Knight, Silksong. So finally, Hades 2 and Hollow Knight bring home an award. Best RPG, Clair Obscur, Expedition 33 won it. This is turn-based as well. But even though turn-based, you can time a response to an attack. Losers. They all won because they were nominated, right? Avowed, Kingdom Come, Deliverance 2, The Outer Worlds 2, Monster Hunter Wilds. I got to tell you, when the Outer Worlds came out, the first one, I was very excited about that game because it was advertised as everything that's that is good about No Man's Sky, and then adding in like a Fallout type of gameplay. And I was like, wow. It was very good. Best fighting game. Surely Expedition 33 couldn't win, and it didn't. 2XKO, Capcom Fighting Collection 2, Mortal Kombat Legacy Collection, Virtua Fighter 5, Revo World Stage. The winner, Fatal Fury, City of the Wolves. I like that. that came through. Best Family Game, Lego Party, Lego Voyagers, Mario Kart World, Sonic Racing Cross Worlds, Split Fiction. And the winner was Donkey Kong Bonanza. Best Sim / Strategy Game, The Alters, Jurassic World Evolution 3, Sid Meier's Civilization 7, Tempest Rising, Two Point Museum. The winner was the Final Fantasy Tactics, the Ivalis Chronicles. Best Sports / Racing Game. It's interesting that those two are not distinct categories. EA Sports FC 26, F1 25, Rematch, Sonic Racing Cross Worlds. The winner, Mario Kart World. Best Multiplayer Game, Battlefield 6, Elden Ring, Night Rain, Peak, Split Faction. The winner, Ark Raiders. There it is. They had to get something. And they got in right at the end. It's pretty much a brand new game. Most anticipated game. This is an award. 007 First Light, The Witcher 4, Resident Evil Requiem, Marvel's Wolverine, and duh, of course, it is Grand Theft Auto 6. Obvi. Content Creator of the Year. Kadrel, Kai Senat, Sakuro Miko, The Burnt Peanut, but the winner is Moist Critical, Moist CR1, TIKAL. You know you're avant-garde and you wear your hat at a rakish angle if you spell with numbers. People started using threes as E's. Oh, you're so clever. Best esports game, Dota 2, League of Legends, Mobile Legends, Bang Bang, Valorant. The winner was Counter-Strike 2. We talked about those skins the other day, the stock market of video games. Best esports athlete. I love the fact that they say athlete. Well, the word sports is in there. Are you an athlete? Well, when it comes to hand-eye coordination, you absolutely are. If you can call a race car driver an athlete, then you can call an esports gamer an athlete, right? If you can call a golfer or a guy who bowls or throws darts, I'm getting everybody in. Nominees, Brock, Zywu, Menard, Kakeru, Forsaken. The winner was Chovy. Is that your Christian name? Best esports team. Gen G, a League of Legends team. Energy, a Valorant team. Team Falcons, a Dota 2 team. Team Liquid PH, Mobile Legends Bang Bang team. The winner, Team Vitality, Counter-Strike 2. There. Now, player's voice. Expedition 33. That there's 9 games nominated for this. Expedition 33, Dispatch, Genshin Impact, Hollow Knight, Silksong, Silent Hill F, Kingdom Come, Deliverance 2, Ghost of Yote, Death Stranding 2 on the Beach, and the winner, Wuthering Waves. So, if you want to rewatch any of it, it's on IGN's YouTube, it's on Facebook, it's on Twitter, it's on Twitch, it's all over the place if you'd like to listen. Now, we're not at the end of the year yet, so I haven't given out my award. My awards will not be, they will not be so obviously long and convoluted. I will not be getting into best community and such things like that. But we did see a lot of games that were getting featured and getting a new look at it. There's Tomb Raider, Legacy of Atlantis, which is going to be on Steam, Xbox Series X and S, PS5. We saw also a little bit of Mega Man Dual Override, which was cool. Control Resonant as well. You know, a lot of times this is, you know, then again, I'll get into the Elder Scrolls thing in a second, because a lot of times things get teased. And that Tomb Raider game is supposed to be Tomb Raider Catalyst for 2027 and the reimagining for Tomb Raider 1 and Legacy of Atlantis will be this year at some point. Saros, also Housemark, brought a new look. It's Saros. It's a follow-up to Returnal. They say that will now have a release date of April 30th, 2026. We also saw 30 seconds of the new Mario movie with some Luigi in there. I mentioned Mega Man Dual Override. That says that it, they said it will be back in 2027. Whew. Lego Batman Legacy of the Dark Knight will also have a spring release May 29th, almost summer. A Diablo 4 expansion, Lord of Hatred, was revealed. And two new classes, including the Paladin as well. There's a debut trailer for a Street Fighter movie, if you're into that. There was a Star Wars Galactic Racer announcer. It's from former Burnout and Need for Speed developers. Burnout Paradise on the Xbox 360 is the greatest racing game I've ever played before, or at any time. Just the absolute feel of going over 100 miles per hour down city streets, what have you. Amazing replays of crashes, all with Guns N' Roses soundtrack. No one has beat that game yet. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll give away a brand new game. We'll get into some of the new releases as well. If you have a call, 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. This is the Video Game Review.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show, the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. 40 after the hour, time to give away a brand new game, as I always do. The game is called, versus today's headlines, really, Ukrainian Fight Drone Simulator. Not flight, but Ukrainian Fight Drone Simulator. This is a PC game developed and published by Simtech Solutions. It just came out 4 days ago. Here's the blurb. Quote, Ukrainian Fight Drone Simulator is a FPV drone trailer built on lessons from the Ukrainian frontline. Fly combat drones in true-to-life conditions, take on challenges, and feel the adrenaline of modern warfare. I wonder if anybody has a problem with this game. I don't. It's just entertainment. It's a game. Let me know the colors of the Ukrainian flag. If you can tell me the two colors in the Ukrainian flag, rick@sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer will win Ukrainian Fight Drone Simulator for the PC, developed and published by Simtech Solutions. And a little bit later in this segment, I will tell you all the new games that are coming out. Not just all the new games, but all the new games that are coming out. All right, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, we have, I say we because I'm a fan of Skyrim, big time. And so we're waiting for more updates on what we would, I guess, say, unless it's a placeholder name, but we would all say it's Elder Scrolls 6. This was announced in 2018, okay? And there was a new trailer. It's one of the most well-known memes that Bethesda has milked Skyrim, beating it like a dead horse, bringing out a new edition every year since 2011. And sure enough, The Elder Scrolls 5 Skyrim Anniversary Edition is now on Nintendo Switch 2 as a standalone. Features include performance optimization, enhanced loading times, all expansion packs, hundreds of Creation Club items, and improved resolution. Is it enough to tempt you to download Skyrim all over and do a new playthrough as a Khajiit cat or something? Probably not. But waiting not nearly a decade, but 7 years for more info on Elder Scrolls 6, we kept thinking, all right. You know, and everyone says, what's Todd doing? What's Todd doing? He's just going to keep re-releasing it, re-releasing forever. So let me just give you a quick reminder. 2011, Skyrim comes out, PC, Xbox 360, PlayStation 3. That's right, two generations ago. I played it on the 3. 2 years later, Skyrim Legendary Edition launched with all downloadable content. 2016, Skyrim Special Edition, PC, Xbox One, PlayStation 4. 2017, Skyrim Special Edition on Nintendo Switch. 2018, Skyrim VR on various headsets there. 2021, Skyrim Anniversary Edition, all current gen platforms. And then just a couple days ago, as I mentioned, the Anniversary Edition coming to Nintendo Switch. So Skyrim has had its time in the sun. And we mentioned Todd, that is Todd Howard with Bethesda. And we're now at the point where we need some real answers. That's all. Even if it's bad news. Now, what would be bad news? The worst news would be we scrapped it. The next bad news would be we still need 6 more years. And then we would be like, what? And then we would be like, what? Yeah. All right. We'll get to new releases in a second. There was a something posted on a Slack channel last month for all employees at EA. And it showed a cartoon man asking a trio of CEOs what they want. And all the CEOs in unison say, AI. And the man says, AI to do what? And the CEOs say, we don't know. And then say, when do we want it? Right now. And then everybody's laughing. And so when you look at posts like that and others, there was an article in Business Insider. It kind of provides a look into the divide between these white-collar executives and the employees over what role AI should play. Now, we already had that go down with the with SAG and some of the workers there. And remember, after the SAG strike, the video game workers, that kept going on and on months after. But companies from Microsoft to Shopify mandate that in some cases they even track employees' usage of AI. In other words, if you don't use it, you're in trouble because you can do everything so much faster. And there was a study done that 7,000 professionals, this was funded by HR software company called Dayforce, that said 87% of these 7,000 professionals use AI daily. And so Electronic Arts, which makes The Sims and Madden NFL and other mega popular video game franchises like the what used to be called FIFA, has spent the past year urging their nearly 15,000 employees, a lot of them here in the Bay Area, Foster City, just south of San Francisco here right on the bay, to use AI from everything, from creative projects or cranking out code or concept art or managerial work, scripting conversations, direct reports, pay and promotions. This is what Business Insider says that they've learned. And so they're expected to complete some multiple AI training courses using only AI tools to accelerate their work and use generative AI as a thought partner from internal documents. And one sample chatbot prompt advises managers how to talk to a direct report who is someone who is negatively affecting a business, how to phrase questions. What is it going to can take over your entire personality? So there were a few AI staffers that spoke to Business Insider on the condition of anonymity, just talking about all these things, and one of them they use is a chatbot called Reef GPT. And apparently that's going to produce flawed code and other they call it hallucinations they need to correct. And EA was asked to comment, and they declined. So using AI as a helper, so to speak, to cut down on load times and just some of the monotonous work. I just remember, long ago when I was like dabbling in BASIC on my Trash 80, and just some of the if-then statements, and it's just and if something like AI goes, you know what, instead of you typing that out, how about if I just do it in 2 seconds? Like, well, that's great. But it's telling you how to talk to people. I don't know how to talk people. Hi, you look pretty. I look pretty. You're fired. Wait, that's not what I meant. Boop, too late, right? So I just find it odd that, it's like if you're a young lawyer, they judge you on your billing You know, it's like, look, I did pro bono work. I won this case. We don't care. How much have you charged for your phone calls? Sorry. How much have you billed? It's almost like that now. In this report from Business Insider at EA,
how much AI have you used?
I wonder if you get a bonus. If you're like, I wrote a love letter to my girlfriend and she thought it was amazing. You did, or Reef? Actually, I had Reef do it. High five. $5,000 bonus. Good job, buddy. We can laugh about it now with one eyebrow raise. We can laugh about it like this. Huh? 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 Is that good? We'll see until AI realizes that humans are superfluous. Let's look at the new games coming out this week, Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. Barely Brave. B-E-A-R-L-Y, like Bears, PC, and Mac. Tomba 2, The Evil Swine Returns, Special Edition, PS5, PC, Switch 2. Undeads, PC. Aspyr, MR Missions, PC. Pioneer, but with one E, so it might be Pioneer, if it's French. Or Pioneer. I'm going to go with Pioneer for now. It's a combat game on the PC. Drink Human Beans. B-E-A-N-S. PC. Splitgate Arena Reloaded. 4-5-1-XS. PC. Gear Club Unlimited 3-5. Switch 2. XS. PC. My, M-A-I, Child of Ages, 1XS, 4-5, Switch 2. System Shock, 2023, Switch and Switch 2. Varthos, Heir to the Throne, PC. Avatar, Frontiers of Pandora, From the Ashes, PC, PS5, Xbox Series X and S. Fort Solis, space game on the X and S. Nordic Ashes, Survivor of Ragnarok, Switch and PS5. Hello Kitty Skyland, PC. Junctions with an X, PC. Keep the Heroes Out, a dragon game on the PC. Kentum, this is K-E-N-T-U-M, PC, X and S, PS5, and Switch. Kibu on K-I-B-U, PC. Kella, PC. Killbot General, PC. Killing Floor 3, PS5, Xbox Series X and S, PC. Kitsune Tales. It looks exactly like Super Mario. 4-5-1-XS and Switch. Korea IL-2 Series. This is for the PC. This is a Korean War fighter jet game. And Cromlech. This is a PC game. Looks kind of like a God of War type of game. All right, let's take a quick break. We will come on back with the cheat code on the video game review.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that little Super Turk and from the Super Nintendo days. Rick Tittle with you, closing out the show. Just a couple minutes left in the video game review and our customary fashion, which is an older cheat code, and send your request to my email address. It is rick@sportsbyline.com, y'all. This one is from Grant, and Grant wants to know how to get all the primo weapons in GTA 4. This is PS3, Xbox 360. Grant, you want to know how to get weapons in Grand Theft Auto? Grand Theft Auto 4. Cause chaos around Liberty City. Well, get your cell phone out in the game. Dial 486-555-0100. Once again, 486-555-0100. And you will gain access to a number of really good weapons. And I'm not just talking about the baseball bat. You'll get grenades. You'll get the combat pistol, the combat shotgun, the submachine gun, the carbine, sniper rifle, and, of course, the RPG. And having an RPG out on the streets, people will get out of your way. Thank you so much for tuning in to the video game review. We'll do it again next week, and you can always email me throughout the week, rick@sportsbyline.com. We will see you next time right here on the video game review.